Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. During this hour, Ada Marie will talk about a favorite topic suggested by the first listener of the day, then take your questions. Place all fears aside and know that there is a solution to every problem. She will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. Ada Marie is a revolutionary seer, conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. And so let's welcome Ada Marie. How are you today?
I'm great. And how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. We're having some very high winds up here, and I'm just hoping we don't lose power.
I hope you don't either. I just had a call from a lady in the, I believe she was in the New York area, but I couldn't quite understand that part. But she had seen the show about 3 months ago, and then she went down south someplace, and she didn't see it anymore. And while she was there, she had gotten somehow or another into some, not bees, but some other kind of an insect that bites all over the place.
Uh-huh.
And she said, she called me and she said, I remembered exactly what you said on your show about getting a bee bite or getting something. And I run in the kitchen and I grabbed the baking soda and I did it. And she said, you know, I want you to know that I think you saved my life. She'd gotten bit up or got somehow in a swarm of something, and she just plastered herself with baking soda. I said, actually, it was baking powder, but I guess the soda worked. And she said, oh, it worked. Miracles.
There you go. Well, Ada Marie also, aside from her many gifts, has a book of home remedies that solve virtually every problem. So that's something else to keep in mind. But Ada Marie, our first caller of the day is Suzanne, and she wanted to hear you talk a little bit about angels. What would you say about them?
Well, I can tell you this. There are millions of them, and they're everywhere waiting for people to ask for help. You can say, you can just sit down in a chair with nothing on your mind and say, I wish an angel would contact me and make me feel better. And believe me, I can guarantee you that within less than 20 minutes, there will be a feeling go through you that makes you feel good and peaceful and happy. And you never get a bad feeling from calling on angels to make you feel good or to heal you. They come right now. They're right on the spot. And she was shocked. She called me up and said, I can't believe it happened, but I felt it. I felt warm, and then I felt kind of cool, and then I realized I didn't have any more pain. And so, you know, I think if people would just have the faith, they need to have the faith in God and the angels and that are there to help you. They'll do it if you let them, but you've got to allow it.
So you need to ask for the help then.
You need to ask for the help, and then you need to accept it. You need to say, I'm grateful, and be grateful after they've helped you. But in this case, she the help came, and she didn't realize that she was helped until she started to ask a question. She didn't have any more pain. And then she said, I don't know what happened. And the voice said, you are free of your negative thinking.
Wonderful.
And woo, that woke her up.
Is it important to know who the different archangels are or no?
I don't think it is. The only thing I know about archangels is that we have them, and they come forward to help. I've never really tried to find out much about them because I'm sure they're very busy. They do a lot of things for a lot of circumstances and people, and when there's real bad fires or those shootings that we've been going through, believe me, there's hundreds of them working overtime to try to help. So I try not to ask for anything myself that I can't handle. I try to bless them with their ability to help me when I need it, but if I can figure out the problem, then they're proud of me for doing that. So I'm happy.
What about guardian angels?
You do have them. Everyone has them. Everyone has. Some people have two or three, and other people only have one. And I never understand. I know a little girl. She was about 4 years old. She had one guardian angel. And when she was graduating from high school, that guardian angel was right there on that podium. I saw him. I saw him standing there. And she had to give a little talk. And of course, nobody in the audience really understood it, but she turned and said to the air on the right side of her, she said, "Am I ready?" And then she started talking, but nobody really realized who she was talking to, but she was talking to her guardian angel out loud.
That's amazing.
And it was amazing. It was one of my daughters graduating at the same thing, and later Helen said to me, she said, "Mother, she always talks to somebody on the right side of her." I said, "It's her guardian angel."
Just to let the latest caller know, we're discussing the topic of angels now, but you're caller number 5, and we will take your question. I'm sorry for interrupting you. What were you going to say?
I was going to say that if everybody realized that they do have help. In fact, my son said to a man, he said, "How can you believe in God?" And he said, "Have you ever been hurt where they didn't think you would live, and you lived anyway? Have you ever been, something bad happened to you, and suddenly, all of a sudden, you were saved?" He said, "Who do you think did that?"
Right.
My son is in his 50s, you know, and he said, and who do you think did that for you? Was there somebody that came along and helped you? Was there a man there or a woman?" And the guy goes, "No." He says, "Well, then, who do you think helped you?" "Well, I don't know. I got out." And he said, "Well," he said, "why don't you try thinking about it a little bit?" He said, "You know, God has strange ways as miracles to perform."
That's right.
And it was interesting that my son related that story to me, and he's in his 60s. And he said, "Well, Mother, that's what you taught us, and we always depended on that." And that's the first time he's ever really discussed any of that personal stuff with me.
Uh-huh.
So I was pleased that he is sharing what he's learned and, you know, doing what he can.
That's good.
And I think everybody should be doing that.
I do, too. I think it's important to testify about the power in our lives.
We do have power. We have great power.
Yes. Is there anything else you'd like to say about angels before we go to the callers?
Yes, I want to please realize that you have an angel on your shoulder. Every single living individual or animal has an angel around them. A newborn baby comes in with their own private angel. Think about that. Think about that. So if a newborn baby comes with one, you certainly got one, right?
Right.
Think about it, folks. It's there. Treat them good. Be grateful.
Mm-hmm. Well, gratitude is the answer to a lot of things.
It is the answer to everything. Gratitude is what makes people motivated to do something better.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
And it brings more blessings our way, too.
All the time. It brings blessings and more and more and more.
Well, let's go to the phone lines.
Okay.
Okay, our first caller is Suzanne.
Mm-hmm.
Suzanne, I'm bringing you up. You're live.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and you?
good. I know I've asked questions before, but I know I'm trying to change things up a little bit and trying to get the best thing for me. I applied to 2 bus companies to be a bus monitor, and I was trying to do too much, like a part-time job, another job, and now I just want to do bus monitor, and that's it. I'm subbing right now. I applied to 2, and I just called one, and I'm going to call them tomorrow. If I say their names or what they begin with, can you tell me if I'm going to get a job with one of them?
Yes. The first one.
One is begins with a W.
The first one begins with an S. Interviewed with? That's the one that I
interviewed
back
with
you.
One, but they're not going to be hiring until the summer. Then
Pardon?
I applied for one. They didn't call me for an interview yet. And then I was going to go. I just called one today to see if they were hiring, but I'm going to call them tomorrow. So those are the 3.
But you will have a job shortly.
Really?
Yeah, what she was saying, Suzanne, is the first one that came to mind is the one that you're going to get the job from.
Right, that's what I'm trying to tell her.
Well, they didn't even call me to interview yet. The first one, I just applied.
Well, they might
the
not
last...
have called you yet, but they'll call you.
Really? How about the one
yeah.
I called today?
Well,
they weren't in. I left a message.
The one you called?
No, it's not the first one.
No.
I applied to one and just put an application in last week, but I didn't hear anything. Then yesterday, 2 days ago, I put in for another one and then went down there yesterday, but they said they weren't hiring till the summer. Then I just called one today, left a message, but they weren't in, the person who you have to talk to. So those are the 3.
Well, you will get a call from the first one that you worked with. And they may have said no then, but they'll be saying yes tomorrow or the next day.
So that would be
the one
that.
I used to work with.
I'm sorry for interrupting. Go ahead, Suzanne.
I'm sorry. The one that I applied last week but didn't hear, or the one that I called today and there was the director or whatever wasn't in, or the one that I went to yesterday?
The one that is the very first one that you spoke of.
Really? They're going to call?
Last week, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that'll be good.
All right. Yeah, that's the one I hope I get, but I didn't hear anything.
You know you'll get it. Just say, I know I'm getting it. Just say it.
I know I'm getting it. I'm going to hear next week probably.
Right.
Okay, good.
Let us know how it works out, Suzanne. Ada Marie's on every week Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. We'd love
yes,
to hear
just
the...
Afraid to, I just asked Archangel Ariel to help me get the job.
Yeah.
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You'll do fine.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
Thanks for calling, Suzanne.
You're welcome.
Okay, our next caller is Shay. And Shay, you are live.
Hi, Ada. How are you?
I'm good. And what are you doing?
Talking to you. I'm sorry.
That's all right. We appreciate a humor.
So what is your first question?
Yes, ma'am. My question today is if you saw a romantic reconnection with my son's father. His name is Chad, or if it would be best to concentrate on going forward without him. Maybe you saw somebody new
coming. Go forward without him.
Okay.
Once you release him, your whole life will blossom and good things will begin to happen.
Any details with that?
Pardon?
Any details with that?
I don't have them, but I see you dancing and smiling.
Okay.
That's what I see. I see
okay.
you dancing, like dance hall, and I see you smiling.
Okay.
And to me, that represents happiness.
Most definitely. Okay.
Yes.
Now... Am I dancing by myself or with a man or a crowd of people?
You were dancing with a partner.
Okay.
So what I'm seeing is something that has not happened, and that it will happen because you changed your attitude and decided you are very solid and put together, and no matter where you go and what you do, you're going to be happy because the people you meet and the people you make friends with are going to be happy, aggressive people.
Okay.
So move forward with the intention that, yes, everything in your world is turning into roses.
Now, as far as that person, my son's father being Chad, do you see things getting better in any way there? Not even if it's romantically, but even better for the child or just co-parenting or anything? Or just no?
With him, yeah, you can be friendly with him, but don't get close.
Do you see things getting better for the child?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Your child
is
with you, isn't it?
Yes, but he has a tendency, he's very inconsistent with the child as well as on. There doesn't seem to be a big difference there between how he
right.
is with the child and I. And I just don't think the sporadic connect with the father is healthy. You know what I mean? You no longer get into that pattern.
I don't think it's healthy either, but I do think that right now it's okay because it will change in about, I would say in midsummer, it'll make a big change what the father does, where he moves, where he goes. There'll be a change.
Okay, and that you're saying a positive change for the child.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And for you.
Okay. Okay.
For
yeah, because now
the child.
Yeah, now it's it's random connections with him, and he'll say sorry, and he says all the right things, says what you want to hear, and I'm not even asking him these things. It's like he's reading my mind, telling me what I want to hear, and we'll have a nice time, get along, no arguing, and then he'll leave, and you think you'll hear from him tomorrow, and then he'll just disappear for a month. But then he always shows up
right.
on holidays, like Easter. And now we probably won't see him until Mother's Day. He'll show up on Mother's Day with a gift, just like, he just saw us the day before or something. It's really, it's hard when there's feelings, though. This isn't a casual neighbor, you know what I mean, that I can just casually see like that. Is there a reason for that, Ada, why he does that?
The only thing I can see is he's trying to get attention. It's a way to get attention. Not good attention necessarily, but attention.
From us?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know it sounds ridiculous, but that's what it is.
Yeah, because he would get a lot more attention if he was around a lot more.
Of course he would. But he has to be in control of everything.
Okay.
He has to control the whole situation.
Mm. Yeah, I don't even know. And what's crazy enough is I don't even know where he's even staying at right now, which is alarming to me.
Well, you're lucky. So that's a good thing.
What do you mean by that, Ada Marie?
What I mean is she's not nervous or worried or frightened about anything.
Oh.
He's away and he's not bothering them, and it doesn't matter what he does wherever he is because it isn't going to harm her or the child.
Is there a reason why he doesn't want us to know where he's staying?
Just because it's a control thing.
Okay.
He's a control freak. You were married to him, weren't you?
No, I wasn't.
Didn't he always get his own way?
I think with every girl before me, to be quite honest with you, I seem extremely night and day from those before him, I think. Yeah, he most definitely got his way. They more or less praised him. And I have a mind
right.
and a voice.
Yeah, it's just craziness.
Exactly. All right, Ada, I won't continue to take up more time.
But you just get on with your life and find some really nice people to hang around with and share your child with, and you grow, you'll have a good time, and you'll meet a person. Along about August, you'll be in some kind of a group, and you'll meet a very nice man, and you'll be very, very taken by him. Good person.
Well, with the child's father, will he give me problems for moving on finally, or no?
I don't know. I can't answer that.
Okay.
But I do know that by August you'll be having a better relationship with the man, and you'll be enjoying life a lot better.
Okay.
But not that person.
Okay. All right.
So let that person go away, and you find that you're going to find a very nice person to associate with.
It's just hard to do so. I totally understand what you're saying, but with those random reconnections, you know what I'm saying, it just
yeah.
enough to give me that, like, false hope, I call it.
Right.
Because nothing changes.
Right. It's not going to change.
Okay. And even with the move that you said he'll do, you still don't see a big change.
Mm. Did he change in all the time he was with you?
For the worse. I don't mean to sound
I rushed my case. Yeah.
Okay.
I rushed my case. What can I tell you?
Okay, Ada, again, I don't want to continue to take up. I know there's other callers, or I would love to continue to talk to you.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to stay on the line, Shay, we can come back to you later. We only have three other callers.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll do so.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you, guys.
Yep, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, our next caller is Ann. And Ann, you're live.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, Ann.
Hi. I would like to ask what you see for me coming in for the spring, for April and May, and or anything I should focus on for April and May to make it the best, most successful.
Are you looking for a job, or what are you doing?
Yes, I would like a new relationship and a new job. A lot of things.
Hmm.
New everything.
I do know that you have a job that's kind of hanging in the wings for you. I was seeing that when you first spoke.
Hmm, great.
And it was some place you know and people you know. Now, I can't...
Oh.
I don't know what kind of a job it is, but I do know that they'll contact you if they can find you. And I think you worked with them before.
Interesting.
So look around at some of the people you worked with and see if you hear of something.
Because
the job is available.
In the same I live in?
Pardon?
So I moved to a different city. So do you think the job is from my old city? Or the new city I'm in
Could
now?
Could be. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're going to find out about the job and you'll know who the person is.
Well, nothing changes. I have the same email, the same phone number, so I'm easy to get a hold of for years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great.
But you're
anything else?
Now, aren't you?
But I don't like it. I mean, it's okay. It's money. You know, it's just an income, and I want something more true to my heart.
Right. Well, write a description of the job you want, how far you want to drive to work, and the kind of people you want to work with, and read it over 3 or 4 times and change anything in it that you need to change. When you get it completely written so you can read it 3 times and not want to change anything, you've got it done. And you should be saying how far you want to drive to work, the kind of people you want to drive with, how much money you want to make, and when you want to, who you want to work, kind of the kind of business you want to work in. Get all that written out really good. When you get it done, you can read it 3 times perfectly. Stick it under your pillow.
Okay.
And you don't have to put it under the mattress, just under the pillow.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times people, that job has come to them within a month. Many people. Some people that have listened to this show that never have called in have called me to tell me that they were so
grateful
that I had given out that information because they had a job within 3 days. I was surprised.
Wow. Yeah.
So it works for people if they do it. So you need to try it.
I sure will. Anything anything with a new relationship as well?
You have a new relationship, but it appears that they are a little standoffish.
Oh.
Are they?
I haven't met this person yet.
Huh?
I haven't met anybody yet.
Good. Pay attention and see what happens.
Okay.
I can be wrong, you know. So pay attention.
Okay. All right. I will try the job writing for sure.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, I think with the new job, then I'll meet a bunch of new people. So that probably is the first step.
That is the first step. Absolutely.
Oh, great. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Thanks. You're welcome.
And
thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Our next caller is Veronica. And Veronica, you are live.
Hello,
Veronica.
Hi.
Hi.
She's hard to hear.
Yes.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
That's better.
Hello.
Yes.
Okay. I adjust the volume. Not in a speaker. No speaker. Well, thank you, Ms. Ada, for taking my call. And I do have a question. It's a little bit flattening. I have rented a space to do my business. I was going to start a new business. And from day one, the worker in the other area, on the other side of the door, this not connecting doors, no. She had complained, and every time I go to the property to load stuff or finish, she had a lot of complaints to the owner, and the owner started to get aggressive. He said to me that to take all my shit out because all my things were shit. He's very ugly. And I know that I notified the city that I left those, and the city was going to go and do some inspecting all that because when I was there, I found some faults. Like the bathroom was not reported to the city that it was installed, electrical, and other things. So I let them know so I won't be liable. They won't find me. So I want to know, do you think that they're going to, what's that word? What do you see happening?
I haven't been able to understand what you're saying, but now I've got a little more voice on my phone, so maybe, what is your main question? Tell me the question in a few words.
I want to know if the city's going to do something about it. Is the city going to do something about it?
About your complaint?
Yes,
they will do something about your complaint.
is he on? Is he? Siri cannot find them.
What?
Is the city going to find this place that she was talking about?
Oh, she'll find it, but it'll take time.
No, no, fine, as in assess a fine, F-I-N-E.
Oh, okay.
She wonders if the city is going to find them.
No, they're not. The city isn't going to find them.
Because the inspector found that they didn't get permission for electrical or the bathroom. They didn't ask permission.
I see.
So they did inadequate work?
Exactly.
I
see. They didn't ask permission.
It wasn't up to code.
Exactly,
right,
sir.
Mm-hmm.
That was the question.
But you know, they talk a lot, but they never do anything about it.
But the city called me yesterday, and they told me that they were going to go and check. Because I left Saturday, and they were going to go check yesterday.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So, and they said that they were going to, they told me, the city inspector from the city, code ordinance, that they were going to check everything. From the building, from the wires to the floor, the doors, everything.
Maybe they'll be condemned.
I'm not wishing bad, but that's what the city told me. It is a very strict city. It's a small city. And they really know people. So that was my question. And I'm sorry if I was confusing, because my doggy was biting my shoe. Sorry. I just wanted to know if, do you see anything happening? Like, from my question?
I'm trying to, I'm not able to answer because I'm trying to recall the question.
Well, she's wondering if the city is going to do anything as a result of her complaint about the place being substandard.
No, they don't. They'll send somebody out, they'll look at it, they'll write up a paper, and it'll go right in a drawer, and that's what they do. They just don't take a hand and change those things. It's wrong, but that's how they do it. At least they made the complaint. They listened to it, they wrote it up, and they put it in a drawer, but they got drawer after drawer full of those complaints.
Okay, I got to call the inspector again, because he called me like 8 times.
Yeah.
He kept calling me. And what was kind of awesome with Ada was that the owner, he told me to get my shit out and all my business ideas was shit. He just cussed at me.
That's terrible.
But I believe in karma.
Normally, they just kind of smooth over it and hope it goes away by itself.
Oh.
I mean, I don't see them coming with much help for you.
Okay.
I have to tell you, it's like if you don't like it, as far as they're concerned, you can move. Somebody else will move in.
Yes, ma'am. That, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. That's about the way it works. I mean, I see that happen a lot.
Yes, Ms. Ada. Okay.
Usually say, run, don't walk. Get out of that mess.
She already has gotten out of it.
Yeah, I got out of it fast, Ms. Ada. I got out of it fast, like in 24 hours.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Isn't that good?
That is good.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's a God. So, okay, I had to do it real fast.
Goodness.
Enough of myself. Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it. Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you
for calling, Veronica.
Yeah. Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Our next caller is a Skype caller. And you're live. What is your name, please? Hello, Skype caller. What is your name? That's odd. Okay, we'll try the other number.
Yeah.
Okay. Area code 478. What is your name?
It's Janisha.
Hi, Janisha. Janisha.
Hello.
How are you?
How are you? I'm well, and yourself?
She's wondering how you are, Ada.
Oh, I'm fine, honey. I'm fine.
Yes, ma'am.
I thought you were talking.
Ma'am?
I thought you were talking to someone else. Go ahead.
Oh, no, ma'am. I was just calling
mm-hmm.
to ask, do you see anything, you know, good happening for me within the next month?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the things that I'm working out. Ma'am?
Yes?
I didn't mean to cut you off. That's why I was trying to see what you were trying to say, because it's like we spoke at the same time.
It's hard to say. It's hard to say exactly what is going on there. I can see a lot of talk and a lot of commotion, but I don't see any. It's like there's a lot of smoke but no fire. They're not coming around. Does that make
yes,
sense?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So you see things improving for her in the next month, Ada Marie?
I don't see things improving until she moves. And then when she moves, things will change completely. She's really kind of treading water, as I might say. And it hasn't helped her any. Somebody was going to help her. She had, quote unquote, a friend who was going to help her do this. They didn't help her. They're not giving her any help. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. It's like I have a lot of people, like family, they procrastinate. And,
yeah.
You know, when it comes time to happen, they're not there.
And it's not doing her any good. Are you working, honey? Are you working?
I'm actually disabled, so I was trying to get back in school.
Hmm. It looks like you have to go down another route and change the circumstances around you, because those people are not really doing you any good.
Yes, ma'am. I've been like,
I don't know what the problem is.
It's like I was raised by my grandmother and her other kids and grandkids feel like she showed partiality with me and my brother, and it's not like that. It's because she had to raise us because our parents were on drugs. So she was the mother figure, and it's like they have resented me for that, and that's not my fault.
No, it's not. So that they're holding that against you, I say.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Well, you may have to move out and move into a brand new situation and change the whole structure of how you live to where it's positive.
That's what I was,
and everything in your life is positive.
I was trying to leave the city I'm in now, trying to get to the next city over so I can just start over and start fresh. And that's what I'm,
right.
You know, that's what I've been praying and trying to, you know, focus and working with the universe to
mm-hmm.
try to manifest it so I can just get away from these people because they aren't good.
Right. But what you do is you need to keep your eyes open and watch what there is around you where you can move on, just move on, and then save whatever you have, whatever you can save to be able to go forward away from this whole situation. Now, a lot of times, and I've talked to people that have sold, one guy sold pencils, like the man on the street. Another man cleaned people's yards, and he had a vehicle, so he could clean people's yards and do that until he got away. Some people don't have transportation, so they have to do things, other kind of things, to earn enough money to save that money to be able to get away. But they keep at it until they do get it saved up, and then they can move. And when they move suddenly, and they leave no information behind them.
That's what I've been that's exactly what I've been, you know, trying to do. And it's weird that you said people save up, because I have some money saved up, but it's not enough to get me there. It's a few hundred.
You just keep on working. Keep on putting it away someplace where it can't be found. And I will tell you, by the time spring has come, and it's in late April, early May, you will have enough to be able to move. And when you do, you move. You be real kind and gentle up there. And then when you move suddenly, and you take very little with you. You can always get more.
Yes,
in fact, one lady left with the clothes. Yeah, she lost
ma'am.
The clothes on her back. And huh?
I lost like all I had it in the storage, and I lost all
mm-hmm.
everything I had, and so I will have to, you know, start over.
Yes, of course. Many of us have done that. You're lucky you're alone to do it.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I have kids, and that's the hard thing, and their dad, I feel he's on drugs. Because he's not, you know, it's like he just tapped out and he's not trying to help financially or anything with the kids. It's all on me.
Yeah. And then you can just walk.
Yes, ma'am.
So, and when you've gone far enough out of the distance of the situation you're in, don't build another situation like it. Be careful you don't do that again.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what
you
need to do.
Yes, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Thank
you for calling, Janisha. Okay, God bless.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We're going to come back to Shay for a minute, and then we're going to go to area code 520. Surprise, surprise. Another call from Arizona.
Yeah.
Hi, Shay. Did you have anything else you wanted to ask Ada Marie?
Yes. I needed to see if, Ada, if you could pick up on Chad, who is he staying by himself or with others?
You're talking about a job?
No, she's talking about Chad, the father of her child, if he's living by himself or staying with others, if you can pick up on that.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just trying to... Go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm trying to wrap my brain around what...
Yeah, your children's father... The father of your children is, yes, living with two other people.
Okay. Now, are those family
yeah.
members, or is it somebody that I would be upset about?
I don't think you're upset about them, and I don't know if they're family members because I can't tell.
Okay.
You're not
is
bad
gonna...
people, I know that.
Okay. So I guess that's why I'm just still trying to wrap my brain around why he doesn't want us to know where he's living at.
Just because he wants to have control. I told you that already. He's a control person. You must already know that.
I guess I'm just trying to wrap my head around that being control. I guess I take it more like he's trying to hide something.
He's got nothing to hide.
Okay. All right. And I know you mentioned a move. Do you see myself and my son moving anytime in the near future?
That could happen. It won't happen for a while.
Okay.
Maybe May or June.
Well, that's not far away.
Oh, no, that's
not.
That's Robertson. Okay.
Right.
Well, Shay, we are going to have to move on. We've got two more callers all of a sudden.
Okay.
But
thanks, Ada.
Thank you.
Thank you, David.
You're welcome, honey. You have a good week, okay?
You both as well. Thanks again.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, area code 520. What is your name, please?
Christina.
Hi, Christina.
Hi. How are you guys today?
Hi, how are you?
I am well. How are you guys?
We're good.
Good.
Do you have a question?
Yeah, me and my husband been married through 30 years, and we're going to go on a little trip to try to make our romance better. Do you see that coming good? We're going to take a trip down to Sedona.
Oh, okay. You should enjoy that.
Yeah, I want to go see the vortex. But
you want to go where?
To see the vortex in Sedona.
Uh-huh. Yeah. They're beautiful.
Yeah. And so I was just wondering, is that going to help our romance?
Mm-hmm. You'll enjoy
good.
That.
All right.
Yeah.
Yay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then that sounds good because I wasn't too sure how that was going to go, you know. So I was like, okay.
It'll go well and you'll enjoy yourself.
Yay.
A lot.
All right. That sounds good. That sounds
mm-hmm.
great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess that's the only really question I had. So you see the trip going well. Do you see me finding the vortex? Is there just one vortex or is there several vortexes? Do you know anything about the vortex in Sedona?
Well, I don't know about the horses, but I know that horses...
No, vortex. Vortex. V-O-R-T-E-X.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Yeah, I know where the vortex is, and it's beautiful, and I've been in it a number of times, and you come out feeling like you've been blessed.
All right.
So
do
I'm
you
familiar
see me
with
being
that.
Able to... Do you see me able to find it and go and do that too? Am I going to be able to experience that? Because that's my main goal is
to
find that vortex.
You can. You just follow. There's all kinds of information there that you can pick up, and you can just find it. It's easy.
Okay.
Just go and pay attention to all the pamphlets. There's things all over. You can pick up and find them.
Okay. Then I thank you for your wisdom today and sharing that with me, and you guys have a great day and a blessed day.
You
too.
You love going there. You're welcome.
We've suddenly gotten some other callers, Ada Marie. I don't know if we're going to be able to get to everybody. Eric.
Well, we'll do what we can.
Right. Eric, code 856. What is your name, please?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
And what is your question?
I was wondering what you see for me about a job. I've been looking for a job since October.
You've been looking for a job for months?
Yes.
Okay. You got a wanted job. The problem here
well,
is...
Well, I do. I interviewed today, and I have been interviewing.
I know you do.
So I do want a job. That's why I'm calling in about the job.
Well, if you're applying and you're not getting responses, then you better look in the mirror and see the
I'm
sincerity
you
of your
if
reply.
Do you see anything? Do you see anything coming up, yes or no? If it's
yes,
no, that's okay.
I do.
I just need to know.
I've seen two jobs that you have somehow or another didn't do something. You know, it would have given you both jobs. You could have had either one of them. So maybe be a little looser and more joyful when you go into interview, okay?
Okay, that doesn't tell
little...
me if I'm going to be getting a job. Yes? No?
Yeah, because you need to be, you're friendly, but you're it's almost like you're holding back something. So go in with the idea that this is a job and this is the kind of work you're going to do and you're going to be happy doing it. And just prepare yourself like that before you go to interview, okay?
And she does see you getting one, Laura.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, right.
Bye.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. She was a little bit rude, I thought. Area code 707, you're live. What is your name, please?
Hi, Ada.
Hi. Who
Hi,
is
this is Valerie. Hi, David.
Hi, Valerie.
How are you doing?
Do you have a question?
I do. My daughter applied for an apartment 2 weeks ago, and she submitted all the information, and she still hasn't heard anything regarding that apartment. So, Do you pick up anything around it?
Right.
No, she said, do you see anything around that?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's all good. There's a good positive energy whirling around it, and the only thing is there's somebody that is kind of knocking it. So don't listen to somebody that is knocking the idea. Just go forward knowing that it's a good thing.
This is for her daughter now.
Yeah, I was just wondering when will they contact her, because she's already given her 30-day notice at the place that she's at, and she only has 2 weeks left, and she's hoping that she receives the call with the green light on it.
Well, why did she give her notice when she didn't already have a position?
Well, she has an option, but she wanted to go directly into this apartment.
That doesn't make sense, but...
No, but I was just wanting to see if they're going to call her and let her know that she actually has the apartment. Because it's been 2 weeks. She put in all the paperwork and everything looked to be pretty good.
Right. But have they called her?
No, they haven't. That's why I was calling to see if perhaps you could see if they're going to call her.
Right, and I'm wondering why they haven't called her. I'm trying to look and see what's happening.
Oh,
I think they might have taken somebody else.
Oh.
That's what it looks like.
Okay, so to someone else.
It just appears that way.
Oh. Okay. Do you know why they did that, or you have... Go on.
I'm hoping for your daughter's sake that there's a position available there.
No, it's an apartment.
Apartment.
She's looking for it.
It's an apartment.
Oh, that's the apartment. Well,
right.
Somebody already has it. That's why it looks so strange to me. I was thinking it was a job, and I realized if it's an apartment, somebody else came in and got it.
Okay.
I don't know how it... I don't understand the politics here, but you probably put in the application, and then somebody else come along and they decided they wanted them instead.
Okay.
I don't know how it, I really don't know how that works, but somebody else
right.
got it.
Okay,
yeah.
Do you see anything else coming up for her, a nice apartment that's affordable for her?
Something affordable is near her work. That's what something affordable is near her work.
Oh, well, where she
tell
works
her to look because there's something right near her work.
Oh, is it? Okay, because it's very expensive in the area that she's working in. I mean, they want
yeah.
a lot of money for these apartments. And so, yeah. So you think she'll be able to find something right where she's working at? That would be ideal.
Right, and she will. She will. Tell her to walk around and look.
Walk around and look.
Get out of her car and walk around the blocks and look.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Yeah,
and
she'll find it.
Oh, great.
Very nice
okay.
lady
well,
that she'll rent from.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, thank
That'll
you.
That'll be
so
good.
Do you see how soon that would be?
As soon as she does the homework.
Well, that'll be pretty soon. Okay.
Yeah. You know, if it's tonight she starts walking around, probably in 3 days she'll have a place.
Oh, beautiful. That would be so ideal that she wouldn't have to commute to work then.
Right. That's a good plan.
Oh, good plan. Yeah,
okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you, David.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Okay. You're very welcome.
We'll go to the last caller, but we've only got a couple of minutes left. So I think this is Sharon. Is that right?
Yeah, hi. Thank you.
Hi, Sharon.
Thank you for taking my call. Hi. You know what? I just had a big interaction with my 2-year-old grandson's mother. I was asking her to explain where the mark came from on his backside. And first off, Adam Marie, do you think that she did it to him? Or she was saying it was allergies.
Who's got the baby now?
Oh, I do. He's coming to visit with me.
Oh, okay. Are you going to keep the baby?
Well, I'd love to, but she always wants him back.
What?
She always wants me to return him. I don't have any.
Uh-huh.
I'm not his legal. You know, he has his biological mother as his legal guardian.
Yeah. And where's?
Sorry?
I think you could keep the baby. I think you would do well with the baby.
No, I want the baby,
but she
could easily call the authorities on me if I don't return him because I don't have any legal rights right now. I mean, if something were to happen.
Who has the legal right? Where is the right to the baby?
The mother? The biological mother has the legal rights. I was just asking if, first off, is she and I, are we going to mend fences? Are we going to, because she's threatening me right now. She's threatening that I won't see him again and stuff like that. Is she going to come to her senses? And she is?
Hopefully, yes, she will.
Okay.
And I don't know how. I think it's because somebody talks to her.
It's my other
son.
She
runs into somebody who talks to her and gives her some sense.
Yeah, it's my
sounds
son.
Like
I
that's
simply,
what's happening.
Well, Adam Marie, do you think that she inflicted? I simply asked her. She was telling me it was something else, and I was asking her about it, and then she went into rage. Do you? How do you think the mark happened on his back there?
I don't know. I just don't know what to tell you. I do know
Is it the way she said it? Is it the way she said it? Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Her attitude.
Well,
yeah.
No, I mean, did the mark on his back come the way she described it? Is that how it came?
Yeah. Not good.
Okay. Well, no, she said, she told me how she said how the mark came, but I was asking her more questions about it.
Yeah.
And then
I
she
don't
flew
know.
Into a rage.
Yeah, it's pretty tricky.
So you see her and I making, mending fences, then our communication will be improved or reconciled?
I'm hoping. I'm going to zap that for improvement, because all it has to do is improve, and everything would smooth out and it'd be good.
You could just have a very wonderful,
peaceful relationship.
Yeah. Do you see my grandson coming to live with me? Do you see me becoming legal guardian?
You could. You have that right, because the mother isn't exactly strong as a mother.
Yeah, the courts, you know, they're not easy to deal with, though. I'll just pray for the best. I just want my grandson
safe. But somebody's going to become the legal guardian of that child. I don't know who. It could be you if you choose to fight for it.
Well, I would if there were, yes, if, yes, I'm his grandmother, yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you see him safe right now, my 2-year-old grandson, with the mother?
Well, there's so much confusion around the mother that it's very hard to say that,
yeah.
You know.
I know.
It just, it,
I know.
It's a catch-22. So if you if they're given the child to care for, the child would be very fortunate.
No, I know that. I would take care of them for sure. No, I'm a mama bear for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you both for, well, at least our,
but
for the time being.
If you go after the child, you probably can win the custody.
Well, so far,
easy.
I mean,
it won't be a hard thing.
Gosh, I don't have enough to go on right now. I mean, I would, but, you know, I just want him safe is all I want. I don't want to win any battles. I just want him safe. I mean, if I'm the right person, then yes, I want him, definitely, because I would take care of him. But,
yeah.
Well, thank you both. Thank you, David, for letting me go on and on about my questions.
Oh, you're welcome. No problem, Sharon.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, well, best wishes with the situation.
Yes, thank you.
Sending your blessings and angels to help you.
Well, we need to pray for the baby that he's safe. And the best, that he's just safe. That's all I want for him, safe.
The best outcome. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The best outcome. Yeah. The safety. Thank you
right.
both. Thank you both.
Okay,
you.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank
okay,
you.
Ada. We've gone over, but that's okay.
Okay.
So we'll tune in the same time next week.
Next week. Same time, same station.
Okay, hon. Take care.
You have a good week, okay?
You too.
I will.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.